I've only got a minute left, but I do want to touch on this because it's a huge issue for thousands of families across the West and the Northwest, the pyrite and mica scandal. I understand that Micheál Martin, it wasn't well publicised, but that he did meet some victims of the scandal when he was on his way up to Fermanagh for that G7.
Yeah, he did. And I just saw it myself after the event that he was on Facebook, a picture on Facebook with Charlie McConlogue at some of the houses, which were very important. It wasn't a big media event. He wanted to go and see firsthand what was actually involved. There's a very big grant scheme available, up to 90%. I know
not
some
good enough, people are saying, and Sinn Féin have a motion on this. Well, on Tuesday, there's going to be a massive protest. What kind of reassurances was he able to give them now?
Well, what we're saying, the Cabinet will on Tuesday decide its response to the actual motion in the Dáil the coming week. But I think starting from a point that there's grants up to 90% is a very good starting point.
100% redress is what these families are calling for. Their homes are literally crumbling down around them. People in Mayo, Donegal and Clare deserve 100% redress. And let's not forget, it was light touch regulation by previous Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments that have led them to this situation. It is not the fault
and
of
some
the
members of your own party
it
built some of these apartment blocks that we're talking
the fault
about
of
now.
The families
and you know well
they
who
should,
one
voice
about they when
be
I say
helped,
that
Sean,
one
I
voice
and
no
can
idea
I ask what you're talking about.
Keen,
I'm telling you now, it is the government's
Keen
responsibility
O'Callaghan.
To ensure that they grant 100%
redress. Are you going to support
to the families?
Is Social Democrats going to support this motion?
No, absolutely, there must be 100% redress for the families here. But the point about regulating industry and testing building suppliers and controlling that properly is very, very important. There's €1 billion cost to the taxpayer on this, and then there's going to be pyrite and there's the fire safety defects.
Okay.
So letting builders and suppliers away with this continuously is hugely costly and has to be stopped.
Has to be tackled. OK, we leave that there.